So we've been in a series for 3 weeks. We got one more week to do, and we'll finish that next week. Isaiah chapter 40, very familiar verse, as we're talking about eagles. And we talked about the birth of eagles, and then we talked about the battles of eagles last week. This week we're talking about the blueprint of eagles. Blueprint, and it kind of goes along with Mother's Day, parenting, that sort of thing. The blueprint of eagles. And so as we compare eagles with Mother's Day. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for a day called Sunday, a day set aside, Lord, we can come together and assemble here with like-minded believers, Lord, in your house, and we have the freedom and liberty, Lord, to meet and to speak and to sing and testify and do all the things that we can do here, and we're grateful for that. And so, Father, we pray that this moment won't be squandered, Lord, that we would simply preach and teach your word, Lord, and that, Father, as I speak and preach to the human ears of adults and young people today, Lord, that you, the sweet Holy Spirit, would just touch our hearts, speak to our hearts. And, Father, I pray on purpose we would hear, and on purpose, Lord, we would listen, and on purpose, Lord, we would have understanding of this crucial message on Mother's Day as we think about eagles and parenting on Mother's Day. Lord, bless in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we've heard a whole lot about eagles in the last couple of weeks. And I've heard lots of comments from our congregation and from many of you about all the things that we've heard about eagles. And so eagles are greatly admired. They're revered. They're symbols of strength. They're symbols of freedom and liberty. They just in their normal activities that they do, that they have that majestic appearance. And so this morning, I want us to kind of think on this Mother's Day, and I want us to compare eagles to mothers and fathers on this Mother's Day. And so I hope that'll be a help to you. So number one, I want to talk about parenting. Eagles co-parent. They co-parent. Eagles have monogamous relationships. Eagles live to be 40 years of age. A 40-year-old eagle looks like a 5-year-old eagle. They don't age, and we've learned that. But now that we're on Mother's Day, we're going to talk about co-parenting. That's what male and female eagles do. That's how they operate, and they have monogamous relationships between the two, and they have the same mate for life, unless one dies. Sounds familiar. That sounds biblical. And so, who knew that that's what they did? And so, being parents, you and I, being mothers and fathers and grandparents that are here today, being parents are more than just producing offspring. No, being parents is a lifetime commitment. We understand that. And God's plan is for all children to have a mother and a father who they have for their whole life. And that's what eagles do. They have monogamous relationships. They only mate with each other for life. And they co-parent their young. In Genesis chapter 2, it says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother. Now, in Genesis chapter 2, it begins to speak about the priority of marriage. God's pro-marriage. God's pro-family. God's pro-children. And so it says there that a man should leave his father and his mother and cleave into his wife. By the way, hold it. When God told Adam that he should leave his mother, this is Mother's Day, when God told Adam he should leave his father, that they should leave their father and their mother and cleave to one another, Adam and Eve had no other father. He's telling them that, hey, y'all's coming together to be married, and you got to leave your mother and father. They had no mother or father. God was setting a foundational principle for us today in 2023. So that when we got married, we're to simply go with that principle to leave father and mother. Don't mean you never see them, you never visit them, you never call them, you never do them. It don't mean that. It means, hey, you got to be mature enough to simply, hey, I'm getting married and I'm going to be on my own. And that's what it's talking about there. And then it goes on to say in Genesis, and cleave unto your wife. Now, it was talking about the permanence of marriage, not just the priority of marriage in Genesis 2, but then it talks about the permanence of marriage, the same thing that eagles do. They co-parent. They simply co-parent for life. They're in a monogamous relationship. Man, hey, we can learn from that. See, eagles should learn from us, but now we're learning from eagles. Cleave to your wife. We get that word cleave in the Bible from the word cleves. A cleves is what we would think as a U-bolt, maybe a U-bolt, and where you take two items and you connect them together. You take a truck, you take a trailer, and you hitch it together. Two things become one thing. That's a cleves. That's cleaving. And so leave your father and mother and cleave to your wife. You cleave. That word cleave means it's like you're being connected, you're being welded, you're being glued, you're being nailed together. Here goes, until death do us part. Eagles, they have a monogamous relationship. Eagles state that they only mate with each other for their lifetime. Hey, and the principle for us is to follow God's word in that same manner. Eagles have monogamous relationships. Number two, eagles only have children, only have little eagles, when they're grown and mature. Now think about that. Who knew that? Can I just tell you what's happening in our day? They'll break your heart. What's happening in our day is children are having children. I mean, a few years ago, I talked to a high school principal who told me it was graduation time, like it is around here now. It was graduation time. And a high school principal told me he had two girls graduating from high school who had, both of them had kids going into kindergarten. Eagles mate after they are fully grown and mature. I'm just saying 13-year-olds shouldn't be having babies. God never meant for that to happen. God never condones that. And as a father and as a pastor this morning, let me encourage our young people, boys and girls, teenagers, if they are here today, let me just tell you, enjoy your youth. Focus on friends. Hey, focus on grades. Focus on education. Focus on what you might want to do for the future. You have the rest of your life to fall in love and get married. They co-parent. Eagles are monogamous. And they're fully mature and grown before they begin to mate and have eaglets. Thirdly, eagles share in the responsibilities of raising their young. Wow. Unlike most bird species, where the mother female species always sitting on the nest, while the male species is out doing his own thing in bird species mentality. Eagles don't follow that rule. You see, eagles, they simply co-parent. They co-live up to their responsibilities. The male eagle is on the nest of those eggs 50% of the time that the female is on the nest of the eggs. They co-parent. Daddy eagle co-parents. He realizes, are you ready? Hey, daddy eagle realizes that mama eagle needs some her time. Time to fly. Time to dive. Time to soar and be an eagle. Time to be alone and away from the nest. And she can do that because her partner for life, that who she's in a monogamous relationship, is on the nest protecting the babies, the eggs, until they're hatched. They co-parent. They co-live up to their responsibilities. Instead of daddy eagle saying, I'm going diving today, fishing today, hunting today. I'm going to be gone every weekend while you're here doing what you should do, you female eagle, you mama eagle. What you should do, I'll be doing my own thing. Mama's on the nest, stuck there. No, no, no. He understands she needs help. He's a co-parent. He's got co-responsibilities. He understands, are you ready? It takes two to tango. It takes two to share their responsibilities. We're talking about eagles. Can you hear what Scripture says about us? In Psalm 127, children are an heritage of the Lord. And spread an understanding, hey, God chose you, Mom. And God chose you, Dad. God chose you to be parents of who you're parents of. That's what God did. Children are a heritage. It means that we inherited those children. Well, who can you inherit them from? Well, they're God's children. He gave them to you to parent. He gave them to me to parent. He gave them to us to parent. It's no accident. God's involved in it. All through Scripture, it talks about where God simply gave conception. God gave conception with Hannah. God gave conception with Boaz. God gives conception. He simply chose you and I to be the parents. What a privilege it is that we're parenting the kids that God put in our lives, and we're to co-parent. Dad be the dad, Mom be the mom, and you work together to be responsible. Hey, can I just tell you that parenting is a good thing. Parenting is a God thing. Parenting is a rewarding thing. It's a co-parenting thing that works. Someone says, Brother Don, I like that. I really do like it that you co-parent. He said, my husband is, someone says, my husband's a couch potato. As a matter of fact, Brother Don, he likes a remote control more than she likes me. He leaves all the duties to me and he does just his own thing. As a matter of fact, he makes me load up the three children to go to Walmart while he stays home because he says he can't handle it for 30 minutes. Come on, ladies, I'm trying to help you out. Come on. I didn't mean you. Hey, can I just say, Dad, she needs help. I'm just saying that she needs help. Dad, she needs time to rest. She needs some alone time. That's what she needs, and eagles are teaching us that. And by the way, it's not the state of Arkansas, the state of Oklahoma, the federal government, the school system that's responsible for our kids. No, no, and no. Hey, it's our responsibility. They're our kids. And we as parents are to take full responsibility and to share those responsibilities. And someone said, well, Don, those kids, I didn't know they took so much time. I didn't know they wanted everything they see inside. I didn't know that they were so expensive. And after all, they get on my nerves. Hey, let me just say it. I'm just going to pastor you today. I'm just going to tell you what a pastor should tell you. Hey, here it is. If you're not prepared to stay in a monogamous relationship until you're mature and grown and have children and prepared to share in the parenting duties, I would just say you're not ready to be a parent. We need parents. We need families. Eagles. Man, they co-parent. Eagles, they co-protect. Eagles protect. Both of them do the same thing. Eagles are on top of the natural food chain. They have no real natural predator. And what they do, and we learned about it in the first week, we talked about the birth of an eagle, but they build these giant, gormless nests. And they build them sturdy and strong and stable. And they're 7 to 8 foot wide in diameter, and they're 2 to 3 feet deep, and they go hunting, and they get rabbit skins and squirrel skins and kangaroo skins and along with feathers and plants, and they make it all soft and cozy for their little eagles and those eggs and those little eaglets and then they're on the nest 24 hours. Mom's on the nest, Dad's on the nest. When Mom's on the nest, Dad's sometimes in a tree watching, keeping his eyes on there. They're protected. That's their babies. That's their families. They're on watch. Deuteronomy tells us this about being a parent. You ready? In Deuteronomy it says, when thou buildest a new house, here goes, thou shalt build a vital. So just say this is the roof of a house in Israel, okay? This is platform. In those days, the roofs were like patio, was like the back deck, was like a place to relax. They'd come in from a day's work and they'd get out there. And so what Moses is saying there is that when you build a new house, you're to build a battlement. A battlement was a 3-foot guardrail because you're on the roof of the house. And so along this roof, we'll call it, is a guardrail And you must build a guardrail, build a battlement, it's called in Deuteronomy. And it was a safety rail, a guardrail, and it simply was for the purpose to protect anybody from injury, being hurt, being fatal, falling off the roof of the house. It was a standard, if you build a house, to put up a battlement to protect you, your family, your kids, their kids, whoever's there. Hey, build a battlement. Build a guard. Protect your family is what Deuteronomy said. And I'm here to say, parents, I want to say it loud and clear. Hey, if eagles can protect theirs, if eagles can have that natural ability from the created God that created them, and they're together co-protecting their nest and their eggs and their eaglets, hey, we ought to do the same. We're commanded to do the same. Hey, children ought to be protected. Man, and have we ever lived in a day where our children need to be more protected than they are today? I'm here to tell you, Mom and Dad, you have my permission, based on God's Word, you need to know who they're friends with, who their friends are. The Bible says in 2 Samuel 13, it says Amnon had a friend. And I'm telling you, if you read the rest of that chapter, you'll see that wasn't such a good friendship. Mom and Dad, you better know who your kids are friends with. Number two, hey, know who they talk to. Where do you get that, Brother Don? Well, in Genesis 3, in that perfect utopia environment called the Garden of Eden, Eve talked to the evil one. She talked to Satan. She talked to the serpent there. And you see what that got us into. You see what happened there. Know who your kids are friends with. Know who your kids talk to. Hey, number three, know what your kids watch on TV. Well, Brother Don, now you're getting like a little, you're getting a little nosy. You're getting a little into privacy matter. No, you're a parent. Those are kids. God gave those kids parents because He knew those kids, like we were kids, needed parents. They needed somebody that had some authority, somebody that would set the rules, someone that would set the boundaries. And that's our job in 2023. What they watch on TV, 1 Corinthians says, evil communications, corrupt good manners. We can teach our kids in church and Sunday school and in vacation Bible school and in the Christian school. We can teach them all this stuff, but if they get around the wrong friend, they're talking to the wrong people, they watch the wrong stuff, those good manners go out the window, and because corrupt communications, according to the Word of God, simply will take over. Hey, we need some parents that will co-parent and co-protect the most precious item we have in our life, and that's our children and our grandchildren. Hey, know who they spend the night with. Know what they wear. They should wear modest apparel according to Scripture. Birds of a feather stick together and many times become the same feather. Listen to the pastor. Eagles co-parent. Eagles co-protect. We, as moms and dads, we, as families, we, as grandparents, need to co-protect those little ones. Build a guardrail. Build a safety rail. Hey, build a battlement to protect your kids and my kids and your family. In this computer age in which we live in this predator-infested world, in this day of cell phone texting that goes on, your children and my children and our children, hey, they need parents who will co-parent, co-protect, support one another for the good and the safety of our children. You don't have to have a PhD this morning to know that we live in some evil, perverted, wicked times, and we have evil, perverted, wicked people out there who want to run, who want to destroy, who want to kill our children, our grandchildren, and our families. It's out there. You see it every day. You read about it. Hey, eagles co-parent. Eagles co-protect. Eagles co-provide. They provide for their little ones. Eagles provide a nest. They work together. Eagles provide a safe environment. They're both there 24/7. Eagles, male and female, they provide food for their little ones. They provide protection for their little ones and those eggs. Daytime today, they're feeding them. We talked about how they feed those little ones and get them all ready and prepare them as they grow with nutrients and the right kind of feed and to become strong, because they still want to be an eagle someday. They want their kids, their eaglets, to grow up, to not be deformed, to not be slow, and not be handicapped. They want them to grow up and simply be what God created them to be. They understand that being an eagle is the envy of the fowl world, of the bird society. Eagles are like on the top notch. They're in the top of the pecking order. And they're saying, look, God allowed us to have little eagles. We're going to raise them. We're going to invest in them. We're going to protect them. We're going to co-parent them. We're going to do all we can so that they can see what God wants, that allows us to see, that no other bird, no other species can see. Just us, we get to see it. We want our little guys to do the same thing. That eagles, man, think about it. Eagles are simply co-parent. They co-protect. They co-provide. Eagles are meat eaters. They can dive 150 miles an hour. They see a rabbit, and they can get that rabbit before that rabbit hides and gets away from them. They get a squirrel before the squirrel gets up a tree and hides from them. And they use the whole thing. They use the hides to simply put in the nest. They use the meat to feed their little ones and themselves. And so they co-provide. As parents, our responsibility is to provide for our kids. 1 Timothy says, but if any provide not for his own, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. We're to provide. There was a day, some of you might remember it, there was a day in our country where men got up, the crack of dawn. They got up so they could provide for their family. They got up at the crack of dawn. They got up and grabbed their lunchbox. They got up and walked to work. Men who were men. They didn't call in. They didn't call in and say, I can't make it today. No, they was privileged to go to work. They wanted to provide for their wives and for their children. And they got up and they worked hard. They worked long days. They didn't gripe and they didn't complain and they didn't sue the company because it was hot in there. No, they were men. They were men that would get up so they could provide for the family that God gave them. That's what our country was founded upon. That's what our country was made up. That's what we know. Our grandfathers and that great generation of people that simply stood up and did those things. They didn't look for a reason to sue or to complain or to do this. No, they weren't being there. They said, look, I get to work, I get to earn, I get to provide for my family. Hey, who am I to complain about it? I'm going to take the opportunity. Man, who provided for their families. Hey, parents, it's up to us to set that example of providing for our families. It's up to us to have the example of the hard workers. It's up to us to simply be honest. It's up to us to take responsibility. Hey, our kids are watching. Those little eyes that think that you hum the moon, those little eyes looking up to you as a parent, they think, man, you can do no wrong. They need to see somebody that works hard and provides hard and rewards hard. They need to see that, and that's exactly what eagles do. Eagles co-parent. Eagles co-protect. Eagles co-provide. And eagles, don't miss it, eagles share in the process of preparation for the day they're going to become what God created it to become. An eagle on its own, flying, doing the things that only eagles can do. You see, they start with branching. Remember we talked about how an eagle will fly to the nest and they push that little eaglet out on a branch and they bring it at night and take him out the next day. And then it went from branching to fledging, and that's where they'd hang on to their little dad's back of his feathers and put those talons and get to learn how to hang on for dear life, like branching and fledging. And then they went to the molting process. We talked about that last week. They went through that process and so it's a learning. They share. Eagles, males and females, they share in the process of preparation. They're not fussing. They're not saying that, well, the dad says to the mom eagle, well, they need to do this. And she says, well, no, they can do that. I don't care what your dad says. No, we got to be on the same page. We got to be going the same direction. We want to share in the process of parenting. And that's what we see here. It's for the purpose of them becoming what God created them to do. God has a purpose for eagles, and it's for them to fly and own the skies and be the rulers and do what they do. But unless they go through the process, unless they go through the preparation period, they're never going to be what God's created them to do, what mom and dad knows they're capable of doing. All parents want for their kids is they just want their best. We want the best for our kids. Whatever they choose, we want them to be the best. We want them to be content. We want them to be happy in doing it. And that's all parents want. All for the purpose of preparing Eagles for their journey in life. Today in 2023, we need parents to step up and be the parent. Step up. You call the shots. You don't have to take a vote. Step up, parents. You set the rules. Step up, parents. You set the boundaries. You don't have to have a conference. You don't have to have a family meeting to say what we can do. No. You're the parent. God's put you there. And together, if you co-parent and you co-prepare them for their future, wow, just think what's going to happen. Now, can we all just agree this morning that life at its best is hard? It's hard being a parent. It's hard being a child with parents. It's hard sometimes being a family. We'll get that. Life can be unfair. It's hard. Reality sets in and we become adults and then we have all this responsibility and we're not prepared for it. Our job is to prepare our children for life after us. Prepare our children for life when they grow up. That's our job. And the Bible says, here's what will happen. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. You see, because the process of the hard days, the process of the branching, the hardness of the molding period, the hard part of going through fledging and all those things that we talk about eagles go through, the hard part, and repeated and repeated and repeated until they get their flying glasses, they learn to fly on their own, then you got to watch out because they've got a lot of exploring to do. Wow, there's nothing better. Hey, they get their flying license, and they get to go places where it's not crowded because eagles go places that no other bird or species can go to. It's not crowded where they get to go to, but they can only go there if they've been prepared. They get to go places where the air is clear and the view is clean, but they can't go there unless they're prepared. Every parent wants that. They get to go there as an eagle, and they get to see breathtaking beauty views because they're eagles. And not everybody gets to see that, but eagles get to see it. And if they're prepared properly, they get to go there and get to see that and get to soar and get to do the things that eagles was meant to do. Hey, Mom, Dad, forgot you. Happy Mother's Day to you. Let me just be straight with you. Mom, be firm. Set boundaries. Celebrate goals. Because we want the right process, but there has to be. We want the right product, but there has to be a right process. And sometimes it's hard, but it's worth it. The greatest asset we have are our kids, our families. That's it. They're the greatest thing we have. And we want to be eagles who renew their strength. Not eagles that are weary. Not eagles who faint. Not weak eagles who are anemic. Not eagles who are ground dwellers. No, we don't want that. You're going to be an eagle. You want to be an eagle. And we want to trade in that weakness for the strength of the Lord and that anemic force it for His power. Last of all, eagles praise their eaglets. Wow. They praise them. When the eaglets graduate from mom and dad's nest and they become eagles and they fly away, the experts on eagles tell us that the eagle parents, they get together and they hold each other's talons. Think about that. And they fly in circles, rejoicing, celebrating, screaming, and you ready? Eagle-ish, okay? Eagle-ish. They're talking in eagle-ish. And they're saying, another eagle is fulfilling its process, its purpose. My children, your children need to be praised. You see, they look at us and they trust us and they adore us. And by the way, the very best example I can give you is when that voice of authority, the Creator God's authority, when not once, not twice, but three times from the heavens, that voice said, this, talking about his son, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. God said that from heaven about his son on earth, verbally three different times. God praised his son publicly. God bragged on his son publicly, out loud. He was a proud father. We're to praise or brag on, congratulate them. Because that mom and dad, eagle, are celebrating. Because their little ones now are going places they've never gone. They're seeing things they've never seen. They're experiencing life like they've never experienced it before. They're eagles. Let's pray. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you. I trust that we'll take the analogy of what eagles do to our lives as parents and grandparents. Put out the best young people. Put them out for the world so they can simply prosper, so they can be successful, so they can love the Lord thy God with all their heart, soul, and mind. So people can look at them and simply say, look, those are people that have unfeigned faith. They got it. It's real. It's genuine. They love their parents. The parents love them. They love their neighbors. The neighbors love them. They love their church. The church loves them. You get what I'm doing. That's what God wants for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this series. We thank you, Lord, for the analogy. We thank you, Lord, for the comparison. And Lord, we pray you'd allow us to be the right kind of daddies, the right kind of mamas, the right kind of grandparents, the right kind of guardians, Lord, for our children. Lord, we love them. We want the best for them. We don't want to hold things back from them. We want the best for them. But as parents, we know the best. Father, as a parent, we decide what's best. And we go forward and trust you. And the Bible says that all things work together for good to those that love God. And Lord, we pray that We always see that happen. Maybe not today, but we always see it happen. Where things always work out. And we thank you for that. Lord, we pray today in this invitation, if someone needs to make a decision for Christ, today would be a good day. If someone wants to join a church, today would be a good day. If someone needs to go to somebody and pray with them, today would be a good day. If someone needs to rededicate their life, today would be a good day. If someone needs to follow Christ and believe in baptism, today would be a good day. Father, we pray, Holy Spirit of God, you'd only do what you can do. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Let's all stand. The room is the leadest in invitation. We can help anyway. We're here. Oh, Jesus, thank you. We can learn a lot from eagles. Glory, God,
in the sweet tender name Jesus is calling. Calling, O sinner, come home.
Hey, thank you so much for your attention today. Happy Mother's Day to you.